Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're pleased to welcome from SoCal, Kurt Heelan, who is the NBA writer and managing editor for NBCSports.com. Let's start with the team. Well, one of the teams closest to you, Kurt. The Lakers are clearing cap space. They're getting Anthony Davis to renegotiate his deal. So what's next for them?
That's the million-dollar question. They're the Lakers. They are big game hunting. Let's be smart and spread this among a few good role players. That's not who the Lakers are, is it? Like, no. They are going to go big game hunting. They want to talk to Kyrie Irving. They want to talk to Jimmy Butler. They want to talk to Kawhi Leonard. They are going to try to spend all that money in one place. Honestly, if you can get Kawhi Leonard, you should do that. That would be the one. I don't think he will do it. I don't think he wants to join a super team. I certainly don't think he wants to be the third guy into a super team. But that said, look, you get him if you can. But if they don't, to use a Laker analogy, right? You got your Shaq and Kobe. Who's going to be your Derek Fisher? Who's going to be your Robert Horry? Or from these last finals, it's like, hey, Kawhi Leonard is great, but if one of these teams was top heavy, and when people got injured, and granted they had a ton of them, but when guys got injured and things didn't go perfectly, the top heavy teams didn't have role players who were ready or could step into the role they needed to. Meanwhile, Toronto, Serge Ibaka, Fred VanVleet, Danny Green, guys were just making plays. The Lakers have to go get those guys.
What do they need, considering the guys that they've traded away, that they've moved to clear cap space? It's great if you can get a Kawhi Leonard, but there's only one of him. What do they actually need, Kurt?
Well, everything, technically. I mean, after today's moves to clear that cap space, they are down to basically four guys on the roster. three guys on the roster. It's LeBron, it's Anthony Davis, it's Kyle Kuzma. So yeah, they need everything, but the focus, if Rob Poinke is smart about this, the focus is on guys who can defend and guys who can shoot. Now, the problem is everybody's looking for those guys, but that's ultimately what they need. They have to do better at team building, at roster building, than they did a year ago. If they build this thing like they did last year with terrible one-year contracts, Anthony Davis and LeBron James can take them to the playoffs, but they're only going to take them so far in a West that's still going to have a whole bunch of really good teams.
Sure. So you mentioned Rob Pelinka. I'm glad you did, because I was going to ask, how much credit does he deserve for what they've done to get ready for what's to come this weekend?
Look, you can say, and his critics will gladly tell you, hey, Rich Paul did all the work here. Anthony Davis is in there because of him. Anthony Davis agreed to waive his cap space. Like, a lot of this you can say happened because of him, but hey, bottom line, it happened on his watch. Like, he helped put this stuff together. He was in the room. Bob Pelinka gets credit, Amy. He's got to get credit for this. He deserves credit for this. He's also got his hardest work ahead of him. Like, he got the stars. That's great. If they are truly going to contend, he has to put the right roster around them. Whether you think there should be another star in minimum guys or spread out, either way, you've got to do this smartly, and we'll see if he's up to the task.
Kurt Heelan from NBCSports.com, lead NBA writer and the managing editor, which means pretty soon he will not be sleeping for the better portion of several weeks. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not going to ask you what Kevin Durant will do, because right now we're all still guessing. It's kind of like the Kawhi Leonard. We don't exactly know. But I'm wondering about the relationship between the Warriors and Kevin Durant, because that was scrutinized for a good portion of the season. Where is that right now, as much as we know?
Yeah, as much as we know is a good way of phrasing that. It's still a little bit of a guessing game. The Warriors will tell you everything is fine. They will tell you that, hey, no, we're in communication with him. And if things were really terrible, if things were genuinely horrible, there wouldn't be any communication there. I don't think it's completely broken. That said, there's people around Durant, people in his camp or fringes of his camp, who are really angry at lawyers for allowing him to be back out there. They throw a lot of the blame there on him. How much Durant does, I don't know. I will also say that the Warriors, much like everybody else who's trying to sign him, the Nets, the Knicks, everybody else, Clippers, nobody knows. Like, he's gone radio silent. Like, they're just, I mean, in terms of leaving a breadcrumb or hinting what's going to happen, and he might not take meetings, Amy. This might look a lot more like LeBron James last year, where, remember, I mean, yes. He didn't meet with anybody until he technically met he did meet with Magic Johnson, but that decision was already made.
Right.
Like, it was done. So this could be that kind of situation where suddenly he's like, I'm going to meet with Brooklyn or whoever, and that's just because the decision's made.
Are you saying he's ghosting the Warriors?
A little bit. I'm not quite ghosting, because there's still some talk there, but he is really – he's just not tipping his hand. He is in New York with Rich Kleiman, his closest advisor and business partner and inner circle of his camp, and they're just not talking. He's got it on button down.
Certainly wouldn't be a surprise if Klay Thompson and the Warriors get a max deal done quickly. That seems like the smartest move for everybody around. The issue, though, is that they are so far over the luxury tax if they end up keeping that group together. We're talking about the Lakers putting a roster on the court. How about the Warriors? How do they do this?
Yeah, it gets really expensive. I mean, honestly, if Kevin Durant came back and he was maxed out and they max out Klay Thompson, their luxury tax and salary bill would be pushing $300 million. It would set NBA records by a long shot. That said, they're going to max out Clay. Well, let's put it this way. There's all sorts of warning signs from Clay's camp, like, and I think it's just because they haven't heard definitively anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been all sorts of, hey, we're going to meet with the Clippers. We could meet with the Lakers. Like, we're going to talk to these guys. But I think that's as much warning shots. What I've heard is that the, 6:01 Eastern on Sunday, Warriors are going to show up. Here's the max deal, and then it gets done. That is the one deal I think could be done really fast. All these other meetings fall apart. But those meetings are being discussed, and I think that that's as much a shot across the bow at the Warriors. Just, hey, don't mess around with us. If you mess with this, you're gone. And how are the Warriors going to afford this? They're moving into a new building. That thing is printing money for them. And by the way, much like most of these new buildings, it's the owners are doing this from Brooklyn through, Orlando, everywhere. And they are not just building the building. They are building office, residential, retail, all this stuff around it. They are building. They're using almost their, in the case of the Warriors are the anchor tenant for a big development, is sort of, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to bring foot traffic, but the real money is in the real estate around it, and that stuff's just printing money for those owners. They are flush.
So in other words, they're just going to pay the taxes. They're not trying to be creative. They're just going to pay whatever the bill is.
There is a limit for everybody. There must be, but that said, I think in the short term, they'll just pay the taxes. They just want to get this thing off the ground. Eventually, they will be much more cost conscious when this thing comes back to earth a little bit eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Klay Thompson and Steph Curry can't play at this level forever. But for now, when you're riding this kind of train, you don't stop it.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Helin of NBCSports.com getting set for NBA pre-agency and then the actual free agency with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Why are the Brooklyn Nets such an attractive and right now chic destination?
Much like Brooklyn, right? It's just everybody suddenly wants to live there, and the prices are going through the roof. And can't you picture, Kyrie Irving picture as a, Williamsburg hipster, just kind of walking around?
He thinks the earth is flat, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's a couple of things that they have built this franchise. I mean, the Knicks come with a bright spotlight, but they come with challenges and genuine concerns about ownership. I like their management team, but ownership there has made life difficult for a long time. So, there's a lot of concern about that. But the other part of it is just simply this. If Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving go to the Knicks, there's a lot of work to do to build that roster up around them. The Nets were a fun playoff team last year, and they've got guys kind of locked in. And if you go, there's one or both of them go there, Hey, they've got Spencer, you know, hey, if Kyrie Irving needs some, he's got some injury issues, he needs some time off, some load management time off, Spencer Dinwiddie can step right in and be a solid replacement. They've got Caris LeVert. They've got just get Jared Allen at center. They have a really nice roster, much like the Clippers, basically a really nice roster that needs the alphas, one or two alphas, and they do that, and they are deep into the mix in the East. And I think that that's their pitch. You know, you don't have to wait around. And by the way, we don't come with the same pressure. We've built this great culture. It's a very different experience, and it's winning guys over. Like, the Nets are hot.
Mm. Seems to be that there is a faction of people who believe that the Boston Celtics have gone from a contender to a bottom feeder, even though we haven't actually gotten to pre-agency yet. And maybe that has to do with not getting Anthony Davis, and it looks like Kyrie Irving is going to head somewhere else. But where do they turn? What is Danny Ainge looking at?
First off, Kyrie Irving is not coming back. That bridge isn't just burned, Amy. It's the bridge over the River Kwai at this point. It's just
that's funny.
No, it's fully gone. But that said, their plan. Look, there was some problems, right? Because their plan was get Kyrie Irving, get Anthony Davis. We've got this great team, and we're contenders. And that came apart now. And now Al Horford's leaving as well. But they're not going all the way back to zero here. I mean, they still got Jason Tatum. They still got Jaylen Brown. And the hot rumor right now is that they are going to get Kemba Walker. That seems, I don't want to say likely, but more likely than not at this point. Some of that is, I'm sure, Kemba's camp putting pressure on Michael Jordan to really pony up. I mean, it really comes down to how much money does Michael Jordan and company want to pay. They can give the fifth year. They can give more money than anybody else. He's supermax eligible because he made the All-NBA. But if they do that, by the way, it's just Kemba versus the world for 5 years. Like, that is a small market that has some bad contracts on the books, and maybe they can retool around him eventually, but it's not going to be pretty for a couple of years. If they decide that's not the route they want to go, the Boston Celtics are lined up, and it might be anyway. Because he steps in, he takes over the Kyrie Irving spot, and to be honest with you, he's not quite as good a player as Kyrie Irving, but he's a better fit personality-wise. And suddenly, they're not bad at all. They're definitely a playoff team, and they're a piece or two away.
All right, I could ask you questions forever, but just one more, because we've heard so much about this idea that the Rockets are going to pursue Jimmy Butler, but of course the Sixers want him. What are the chances that that actually works out, a sign and trade, and Butler ends up in Houston?
That's all on Butler. It is, which is, you know, again, good luck predicting that mind. I will say this is what I think happens. I think the Sixers realized that in the playoffs last year, Amy, and you watched this, by the time you got to this, you know, nobody pushed the Raptors harder. And that's just partially because the Warriors got hurt, but nobody in the East pushed the Raptors harder than the Sixers. They are that close. But you watch those games, by the end of that series, Ben Simmons is in the dunker spot, and Jimmy Butler's got the ball. Like, Jimmy Butler is the guy running that offense in the clutch. They can't afford to lose him. If you come at him with 5 years, 191, which is 190, well, actually, I think it's 189.7, but whatever, you know, you come at him with 190 max, I think he takes it for two reasons. A, he knows he's 30 years old. He knows he's got an injury history. He knows he plays this aggressive style, so he's going to want that fifth-year option at least. To make sure he gets paid. But the other part of that is Jimmy's been the underdog his whole career, right? Like, his whole image is I was the 30th pick. People have always underestimated me. I haven't gotten the respect I deserve. Yeah, you want respect? I got $190 million worth of respect, and I think that would be hard for him to walk away from, even if he thought he wanted to go back home to Houston and play. And I think that's attractive to him.
Would the Sixers pull a fast one, though, and get him to sign and then not trade him? Because I don't know why I would help Houston if I'm the Sixers.
Well, no, they actually, you can't just sign and trade the guy for the 5 years. The way the CBA is set up now, if you sign and trade, you can only do it for 4 years. I mean, it's like 6 months. So you can't. It's no more money than Houston could offer. The thing is, Houston has no cap space. If he wants to go, Jimmy Butler would have to force this to happen.
Okay.
And then the Sixers have to. There might have to be a third team that would be willing to take Jimmy Butler. He's got to have a threat that makes the Sixers get involved with this. If they do, though, I look, Eric Gordon can play. Clint Capella
maybe
isn't a great fit with Joel Embiid, but there's value for him, and you could flip him for another piece you want. Like, it's not the worst thing ever for the Sixers if that happens. They can rebuild quickly on the fly and still be right where they were.
So much drama. I love it. I can't wait. Kurt Heelan is with NBCSports.com, and he's not going to be sleeping. It's going to be fantastic. I can feel the wheels moving in your brain even as we talk. And
I have loaded up my house with good fresh coffee and some nice green tea, because I'm going to need the caffeine a lot in the next few days.
Yeah, it's going to be a party. You can find him on Twitter at Basketball Talk, and we always appreciate a couple of minutes when we can grab it. Kurt, thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.